Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guests from Mannington Mills are Russell Grizzle, the CEO, and Keith Campbell, the chairman. Gentlemen, how you doing?
Terrific. How are you this morning, Kemp?
Good morning, Kemp.
I'm good. Good to talk to both of you. The big news we announced yesterday is that you have agreed to sell your VCT, vinyl composite tile business, to Armstrong. Before we get into that, just a little bit of a background. You got into this business back in 1990, 27 years ago. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like it's the business is a three-legged race. There's three players in it. There's Armstrong, there's Tarkett, and Mannington. And I think I did those in the right position as far as market share, correct?
Yes, that's what our analysis would say as well.
I checked with Santo Tresivia with Market Insights last night. He told me that he felt like the VCT business was around $460 million at wholesale value. And last year in 16 compared to 15, he thought it dropped about 3%. You've sold it since Armstrong is a publicly traded company. They've told us that you sold it for $36 million. So first question I'd like to ask is, what is Mannington's strategy with this business decision?
Well, Kemp, obviously you mentioned it. We've been in VCT now for almost 30 years. It's been a very important part of our portfolio. But Armstrong approached us a few months ago about acquiring our VCT assets. We know that they're the largest in that category by far. And as our business had been shrinking slightly in VCT over the last several years, we felt like the industry needed a consolidation of the capacity. And since they were the leader, it made good sense for us to exit that business and refocus on the things where we can win in our future.
Yeah, actually, I'd like to compliment Armstrong for a minute, because if this business is shrinking and there's too much capacity in it, a decision like this by a publicly traded company to take out capacity is a wise move, because it allows the two players that remain in the business to be a little bit more competitive in it. And, you know, if we talk for a second about the business, VCT, well, you used to see this in hospitals, you used to see it in schools. It was a initial low-cost flooring with a high-maintenance profile, and it's been a little bit under attack with LVT and polished concrete. So I know there are viable markets for the product, but those are a little bit smaller now than they might have been several years ago.
Well, first of all, Kemp, I'd say, back to your first comment, I think this is a win-win. It's a win for Armstrong based on the facts that you just mentioned. It's a win for Mannington so that we can focus on areas where we think we can win in the marketplace. But I would agree with you. It's under attack from LVT specifically and polished concrete in many of the areas where VCT has been used historically.
Yeah, and if you look at Mannington, I mean, obviously it looks like you guys have been on the hunt for acquisitions. You've bought Burke not too long ago and Amteco, so I'm guessing you're going to take this $36 million and look to invest it in other businesses. Is that right?
We are. We are constantly looking at ways to grow our company, things that complement us. So we constantly are looking at our portfolio of products. We did acquire Burke in 2008 and Amteco back in 2012, which is a big step for us. And we're continuing to look for things on the acquisition front to help grow our business while we stay focused on trying to be better at what we do with what we currently have and grow organically by servicing our customers even better.
Now, it's no surprise, and we need to mention this, that what this means is that Mannington is going to be shutting off some equipment in Salem. What does that mean as far as Mannington's, the human element of the business?
Well, Kemp, by far, this is the most difficult aspect of it, because we have a reduction of force here in Salem, as well as we're taking out commensurate overhead that was applicable to the VCT business. If you look at one job, it's precious. If you look at as many jobs as this affects, it is even more critical. And it is a difficult thing to do. Russell and I were down on the line first thing to announce this to the crew, along with my nephew Zach Zahner, and it was the hardest day in the 40 years I've been with Mannington. But we have stable businesses here that remain in Salem, our sheet vinyl cushion operation, our homogeneous inlaid operation. These are stable businesses that are growing. They're profitable. But in the community, we've lost a lot of manufacturing jobs in the Salem County area. And so this is not good news for the community.
You know, as I look at this business from my perspective, though, you know, you're a privately held company, you don't have to answer to these quarterly numbers. So taking a look at the total picture of this, it looks like a wise move for the flooring industry. As we mentioned a minute ago, you get to throw this money, hopefully, in the right direction, which should mean more growth and more jobs, correct?
Absolutely. there are costs in exiting a business. So $36 million, there's a chunk of it that's taken by the federal government and the state of New Jersey. But with the remaining, we have to take care of people. We have to liquidate inventories, assist our distribution, their marketing costs as far as sampling and things of this nature. So at the end of that, there are monies that are left over for us to reinvest and to grow our business. And the compelling argument, as we were looking at it, somewhere along the line, we were going to have to consolidate BCT. Anyhow, it was on into the future, but nonetheless, it would have been a long-term liability for the corporation. And this way, we were able to exit it and be able to do so and be prepared for the future.
Our total workforce has actually increased by slightly over 25% in the last couple of years due to our onshoring efforts of LVT. So this is a significant impact, as Keith mentioned, when we impact even one job, but particularly here in Salem, New Jersey, but company-wide, we're actually growing our workforce.
That's right, Russell. I'd like to point out that one of the two competitive floorings that's impacted the VCT business, we mentioned a minute ago, is LVT, and Mannington Commercial is the market share leader in LVT thanks to your acquisition of Amteco, correct?
That's right, and it continues to grow very nicely. As I think all the industry analytics says, LVT continues to grow beyond everyone's expectations.
Yeah, actually, go back to Santo's numbers for a minute. We just, again, did a market analysis, and it looks like LVT grew 29% last year. So it's on fire, wouldn't you say?
And we're not only getting the lift on the commercial side, but the residential side of the business is doing extremely well with LVT products.
All right, guys, it's great to talk to you, and thanks for giving us this update on some of the business decisions you've made recently. Again, been talking to Russell Grizzle, the CEO, and Keith Campbell, chairman of Mannington Mills, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.